Welcome to What the Fog, the podcast.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Michelle. And we love to have honest, open,
and often ridiculous conversations
about all things midlife.
Usually over coffee.
And we'd love you to join us.
There'll be cringy moments.
There'll be tears.
There'll be raw moments.
But there'll be plenty of laughs too.
Oh, definitely laughs.
So if you're a woman of a certain age, come and join our conversation as we talk about
health,
beauty,
music,
books,
fashion,
and of course, our fog moments.
So grab your favourite cuppa,
get comfy,
and let's chat.
So, hi Lou, we're here again.
Oh, hello Michelle. Oh God, we don't even know how long it's been.
No, I can't remember. Oh, we're so sorry, girls.
We really are sorry. I think, you know, if we were employed by anybody, we'd been fired by now, wouldn't we? Because we're not turning up. And we really do need to turn up because we miss you and we miss doing this, don't we?
We do, yeah. And we miss each other in this set. I know we still see each other anyway. Yeah. But we miss each other in this setting. There's something about doing this that makes us talk about things in a different way, on different things.
Definitely. It's our therapy sesh. We've said that. It's like having a little couch. You lie down. Yeah. I mean, the Americans do that, don't they? You see that a lot in films, lie down. If any American ladies listening to this and you've ever experienced that or know someone, let us know, because I find that really interesting. They do it on a regular basis, don't they?
Therapy is, as always, I think, being a lot more accepted in the States than it is here.
Definitely.
And I don't know whether that's because of the health system. Again, our American ladies can tell us.
Yeah.
Whether it's because people generally in the US, because there's no national health system, have to take more responsibility for their own health. I don't know. But yeah, it's always been more accepted, hasn't it?
It has.
That people are in, it's just a general thing. Yeah, I've got a therapist.
Yeah, you've seen like TV shows and films back in the 80s, and they'd be lie down on a couch or something, wouldn't they? Mm. And they'd just talk, like The Sopranos. Remember the
It
was.
I'm not sure about lying down though. I think I'd instantly fall asleep.
Yeah.
There.
Anyway, we digress
already.
Already, we've just come. We've got no notes, and we've just said we're just going to come on. And before we start, I just have to say a huge. Well, we both have to say a huge thank
huge
you.
Huge thank you,
because this is another thing with us. We went into our Buy Me A Coffee, which had been moved, hadn't it? Don't ask
Password
had stopped working, something. Anyway, we went in and we had all these lovely messages, and we just need to say a very big thank you and a really big, I'm really sorry for not acknowledging this before. So I'm just going to read out these ladies who've donated some money to us to keep us going over since March. And we're in December, Michelle.
I know, we got locked out. We just didn't know what was going on.
No, so Erin, Diddley, someone, Angela, Jane, VC, someone, and Angela, the same Angela again. She's given us two donations.
Oh.
So you guys are so fantastic, and massive, massive thank you from both of us.
Yeah, and for you anonymous ladies, that's such a lovely thing to do.
Yes,
but
it is.
Just know that we are sending you such a massive hug and a huge thank you.
Yeah, and I don't know what had happened with our email and
password. Just couldn't get into anything, could we?
No.
I don't know what happened. We only have one password. We have the same password for everything, and we both know what it is, and it just wouldn't work.
Anyway, so thank you very, very much, and you've kept us going. So we're going to start again in January. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but I think what we were just touching upon then about the whole talking is so massive.
Oh, honestly, I really don't think, particularly this year, which again we'll talk about in a minute, but I don't think I would have got through that. Well, I definitely wouldn't have got through this year if it wasn't for you.
No.
My gorgeous friend. Just being there and, on the end of a message or a meme or just listening to my ranty voicemails. I definitely wouldn't have got through it. But with this as well, because it's a chance to filter things out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Talking's so important.
Mm. Yeah, I think... if you've got a very close friend and you know you can say anything to them, then that's the best.
Honestly, it's the most reassuring thing in the world. Somebody that you know won't judge you.
Yeah.
Has got your back, that gets what you're going through.
Yeah.
And hopefully our ladies out there feel that we're like that for them.
Yeah.
Because we might not know each other personally, but trust us, ladies.
Mm.
We know some of what you're thinking and feeling and going through.
Yeah.
And we have got you.
We have. Definitely. We've both said before we came on here, we've had another absolutely shit year. It's been a very, very, very tough one, hasn't it? And I think when you get to our age, you know what we're talking about. It's like the other end of the, you know, you've got the children end, then your personal stuff, your menopause, your
and relationships,
work. Oh, you know what we're about. And then you've got the other end, family members. So we've been going through a lot, pair of us this year, haven't we?
Yeah.
And that's probably why we've been a bit absent and. So it's been
inconsistent.
Yeah, inconsistent. Oh, God.
I was talking to somebody about it the other day and I just said, she said, how do you feel? I said, I feel like I've been bounced around this year.
Yeah.
Totally bounced around.
Yeah.
And I'm dizzy and I don't know which way I'm facing.
I know. And we're just coming up to Christmas and I really don't need this. I have no interest in Christmas. And I was walking around the supermarket yesterday and it's going, it's the best time of the year. Da, 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 da. And I really actually said under my breath, like, is it? Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, but I came in today and I said, Michelle just looks at me and I'm in my hood up because it's raining. And I just went, I feel like I'm in a cyclone. Didn't I?
Yeah.
I said, I feel like this cyclone is just never ending. I feel like I'm just being like you, whipped around, and you can't put your feet down on the ground because when you do, it's like something else happens and you're off again. So it's just when we're not on a mourn fest, by the way, on here. I think we just need to explain why it's
cleansing.
It took a while
cleansing.
To get back.
We're detoxing out into the ether.
Yes.
But I was saying to you that because when I first trained in therapy, this is one of the fundamental things we were taught with, is that you have to get to the, I always think of it like a river, you know, you've got to get to the silt on the bottom to see what's in there to clear it out so it can flow properly.
Mm.
And that, you know, the cyclone and the being whipped up in a bit of a tsunami, if you don't clear that stuff on the bottom, every time there's a bit of a, you know, a bit of a storm or something whips in, then it just dredges. It doesn't only bring what it brings with it. It dredges all that old crap off the riverbed as well.
It does. And I think you've got to be mindful that when you're having a particularly bad week or 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you need to take, even if it's half a day off, and just do something for yourself.
Yeah, you did that this
week. I did. And I was really, really needed to do it because I knew my body and I knew I couldn't focus on my job. So no. I said, I need to take a day off. And I did. And I just watched a couple of Christmas films.
Yeah.
And I made tea. And I just, honestly, and I didn't realise how much I needed it. And then the next day I went to work. And the problem is still there, but it felt a little bit better than it did the day before. You know what, I read something yesterday and I thought I'll tell you today and you girls. It said in Norway they have a phrase, if you meet someone, you know, in the morning, you say, oh, how are you today? And they say, I'm up and not crying.
Oh.
And I thought, what a brilliant little phrase.
Wow.
And I thought, because it says two things, that, doesn't it? You manage to get up. Something shit has not happened to make you cry, so today's all right. So I think we might take that on board, up and not crying.
My dad always used to say, I woke up this morning and my hands didn't touch the side of anything wooden.
Well, your dad had the right attitude.
Same thing. Was it Johnny Depp that, what's it called, Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
There's a really famous quote from that. I think it's problem isn't the problem. The problem is your attitude to the problem.
Yes. I love that.
So, you know, problems don't generally go away.
No.
But it's amazing how, so for me, it's my walk, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I feel overwhelmed, I'm just getting a bit hyperventilating, I get out and I go for a walk and nothing's changed when I get back except I've changed.
Yeah. It's so true.
I have calmed down. I've got a bit of perspective.
Yeah.
I've come back, and more often than not, I get back and I think, yeah, I know what to do about that now.
Yeah, it's so true. It's
a little, like, a self-care intervention.
Yeah.
can make a massive difference, can't it? Yeah,
and a friend of mine texted me yesterday, and when I met up with her a few weeks ago, she'd bought me some, because I was going through about the thing that we've been talking about, and she bought me some Neil Jard's little shower gels.
Oh.
And just out of the blue, she went, I bought you that because it's been rough, hasn't it? So yesterday I used the first one, and I thought, I'll message her when I get to work. Anyway, she'd messaged me and said, how's things doing? She went, remember, just to do something nice for yourself. Have a lovely hot shower, make a nice cup of tea. I went, how in tune.
I'm sure that's exactly what
I did. That's exactly what I did with your shower gel that you bought me yesterday.
Aww.
So things like that, even a little message that, you know, you just, if you know someone is going through something, it doesn't even have to be a big thing, does it? You let a little message, and at that, a cup of tea, it's not like, oh, let's go out and have a fancy meal or drink champagne. I'm not interested in that. No. I just want a little bit of...
Don't invite me out for a fancy meal and champagne. I really will not turn up.
No. I don't want to go out in the dark. I don't want to drive in the dark. No. Oh, God, I have gone old. But I'm happy with that.
Well, I've been saying this to young women in my circle recently, haven't I, that... I've been giving this bit of a speech to young women about the fact that they're adults now, and so all their relationships are two-way, mm-hmm. and they'll only be maintained if they contribute something to them.
True.
And, you know, show that they want the relationships to continue, so it's got to be a two-way street. And I said, you know, it doesn't mean ringing somebody up and having an hour-long conversation or meeting up with them or anything. It could be just as simple as a little meme.
Yeah.
Or,
I'm thinking of you. Or
just thinking about you. You're okay. You know, that, or a tiny little voice message or something. It doesn't take more than a few seconds.
No, it doesn't. I think that's it. And everyone has to realise everyone's busy and you haven't got that extra time for a big chat. And, you know, my sister, I love her to death. She doesn't live probably 15 miles away, but, you know, we try and have a 10-minute call once a week. And it sounds pathetic, that, doesn't it? But
it's difficult.
We both work.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy. And then, you know, she has her responsibilities. And so anyway, that little 10-minute call, at the end, we get all, you know, dredge the stuff up, get rid of that, and then we'll have some fun and then we'll have a laugh.
Yeah.
And what you've been watching on TV, what you're reading on. And then all of a sudden, everything's all right in the world again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be huge.
It's just knowing somebody cares, isn't it? Mm. That's what it boils down to. Just knowing there's somebody out there that cares. And it does irritate me a bit when people say, well, I've just been so busy. And we're just, yeah, we're all busy.
Yeah.
We've all got the same 24 hours in every day.
Yeah.
We've all got stuff going on. Please don't do that. Just,
yeah, you're not busier than me.
I mean, there's nothing more upsetting, is there, than somebody who doesn't know what you're going through saying, I'm more important or my time's more important. I'm more busy than you are. It's just not true, is it?
No. Definitely not. So I'm sure some of you are nodding along to this and thinking, I know what they're talking about. So, yeah, we'll send you big love through the airwaves because it's very tough. And I think this time of year is tough anyway, generally. It's not even the Christmas fiasco that goes with it and finances that goes with it. And it's like today, someone at work has took it upon themselves because someone's leaving. They said, oh, let's do them a hamper with all the nice favourite foods. I went, right, well, we normally just put a donation in. Oh, no, we're going to do this. So this is the two thing. So I've had to go and find a certain jam from somewhere and then a certain chocolate. And
oh, my Lord.
And I thought, I need this like a hole in the head today.
That, whose idea was that? I hope you're going to sack them. Put something nasty in the tea.
But this is a person who has, I don't want to be cruel, but a hell of a lot of time on the hands. And I thought, well, I'm going to do it. I can't be the one who's not done that. So I've done it. But what I mean is tiny little things that are just a little bit extra in your hard day as it is.
It can just tip you over.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you remember that game when you were little, Bucking Bronco?
Yeah, probably.
Like a little donkey, wasn't it? Yeah. You had to hang loads of things. Was it Bucking Bronco?
Yeah.
You had to hang loads of things on it, and just that one, you never knew when that one thing was going to make it buck.
Just go ballistic.
And everything would just go all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a bit like that. Well, I'm going to confess something and put it out here to you and to our lovely ladies, because then we can kind of review it next time and see how it went.
Oh, yes.
So every year, I say to people, particularly grown-ups, no presents, let's not do presents.
Yeah. Use it to my ears, Michelle.
Yeah, and we do. We're really good at that, aren't we?
I don't even do cards now.
And that's Christmas card. I don't want to, on an ethical basis, I don't want to do cards. No. I'm not sending, I get about 20 cards from the neighbours.
I know, In fact, there's all neighbours' cards in our house.
Oh, what? Yeah. I mean, really?
I know.
I say it, and every year I renege on it because I know that other people are going to.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, this year I'm not reneging, and I'm going to just see how it goes.
Rebel you.
So I have told everybody,
I love it.
And they are not getting a present.
Good girl.
The only people who are getting a present are my 7-year-old goddaughter.
Yeah, children.
And my Gabriella, my other niece goddaughter, we never know what to call her. Nobody else is getting a present.
No.
And I'm really sticking to it.
Mm.
I don't think anybody thinks I will.
No.
And I'm just going to see how it goes.
I think that's brilliant. Because, like we said, finances are pretty hard at the moment.
Very tight.
And the sustainability aspect of things.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The waste.
Yeah.
And Christmas, you know, a friend of mine's neighbours, what they're doing this year is buying everything from a charity shop. And there's a £5 limit.
Brilliant.
And I love that.
That helps the charities as well.
Helps the charities.
Well, last year,
amazing.
I gave to my grown-up nieces.
Yeah.
But I gave them something of mine that would remind them of their childhood.
I love that.
So something that we'd done together, like one was a little Chinese teapot and that we used to make hot chocolate in.
Love it.
And the other one was a jumper that one of them really loved and always loved to wear that was massive on her, but it was a cosy jumper. So I gave things like that.
That's so
of
nice.
My own. But this year I'm not even doing that.
Do you feel better?
Watch this special. I feel lighter? Better at the moment, but how people are going to react and whether it's going to spoil Christmas, I don't know.
Do you care?
I don't at this point. No.
I said to my husband this week, I said, right, are we doing presents? I went, we're not, are we? And he went, give me a chance to answer. I don't want anything. I said, honestly, I really don't want anything. And he went, well, I said, tell me what I bought you last year. And he's like, I went,
yes, exactly.
I said, what did you buy me last year? And he went, So I said, well, what is the point?
Yes, pointless.
Let's just get a nice bottle of Carver, have that Christmas day with some food. I said, honestly, I'm really, really don't want anything. Yeah.
And I'm not being mean because I'm the kind of person, you know this.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person that will buy people little things through the year.
Yeah.
All through the year.
I know, so you bought me something last week.
If I think, oh, that would suit such and such a body, or such a body said they needed something like that, or so I'll do that all year. So it's not like I never buy anybody anything.
No, exactly.
I just don't hold with buying stuff that people don't need, that they're probably going to put in a cupboard,
yeah,
that costs people stress, energy and money.
Yeah. It is wasteful sometimes, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And I think I'd rather have a gift of a date together.
Yeah, time.
Yeah,
that's the most valuable thing. Gift of all.
Let's just go and have a nice coffee and a cake somewhere. Yeah. And we'll do that in January. We'll go to somewhere special
and do
that for us.
We'll have our What the Fog Christmas do.
Yeah.
After all the madness is calmed down.
Yeah, and that's it. It's only a week off, isn't it? And I've only got like 2 days, 3 days off work anyway. But I said, I just want to sit on the settee and watch telly.
Yeah,
it's what
Christmas is meant to be about, isn't it? Just relaxing, recharging, connecting with people you want to connect with if you do.
There's just so much pressure, especially on social media, and you see everyone with these amazing houses with these Christmas trees up and, you need to decorate like this. And I think that's so much pressure for people.
Yeah, I nearly had a nervous breakdown watching Kirsty's Christmas thingy the other day. Kirsty, what's she called?
Allsop.
Kirsty Allsop doing this, decorating the Christmas dining table, and I thought, I'm going to have a heart attack in a minute. Is this really what you're supposed to do? Going out foraging things.
Yeah.
And like, what?
Give me a break.
You do that for a living, woman.
Yeah. So anyway, you can tell the Christmas spirit's alive and kicking over here.
Sorry, girls. But it is, and we were talking about this earlier, it is a really good time of year to just think about, I don't hold with New Year's resolutions or any of that rubbish, because I think you should be able to change any time of the year, and it just puts too much pressure on. But I have been thinking about what intentions I'm setting for next year and how I want things to be. And I think it is a good time to do that as things round up.
It's funny you said that, because I think this morning when I was brushing my teeth, I was thinking that. I thought, there's a lot of stuff that I'm doing again that I have to do, don't want to do, and a lot of things that I really want to do for myself and I'm not getting a chance to do for myself because there's only so many hours in the day.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, New Year, I've got to change that dynamic. And
do you know, we've even done that.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, do you know how many things we've talked about this year that, oh, should we do that? Let's do that. Let's go and have a spa afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to the seaside. Let's, loads of things. We've not done any of them.
Done. Can't speak, not done one of them.
No.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
No, because we're preaching self-care, so we have really got to rectify that next year, haven't we?
Yeah, we do.
I said to you, I'm taking a word out of my vocabulary next year.
It's a C word, isn't
it? Yeah, taking the C word out of my vocabulary next year.
No.
Compromise.
Yes. You see, that is a big word, isn't it? That is such a big word because everything is around that.
Yeah. I mean, it won't work.
No, but it,
and I do believe in compromise in certain situations. Yeah. But there's some things I'm going to put down in writing that I am not willing to compromise on for myself next year.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is self-care.
Mm.
I'm not compromising my self-care next year.
No. I mean, we've talked about it a lot, especially on our Instagram, which we haven't done any posts, by the way, for a long time. But we used to do that on a Sunday a lot, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it was a little reminder that.
Yeah.
Self-care Sunday.
Maybe we need to pick that up. What do you think, ladies? Did you like Slow Down Sunday?
Slow Down Sunday self-care. But again, celebrities are jumping all over that, and that's part of their thing as well, isn't it? And which we get, but a lot of them are got endorsements and, you know, do it, you know, do this. And I think that's where I'm at now. Everything I see on Instagram comes with a look what I'm selling.
Yeah.
And they're always expensive. Even like supplements they're selling and hormonal this. You know, we talk about the menopause a lot as well, but it's difficult for everyone to watch that because you think, I should be buying that. CBD foot cream that's for £45 or something. Will it help me sleep? Try. I mean, I've tried everything under the book to sleep. And you get caught up in that, don't you? But then you do have to have a cut off and think, I can't compete with this. I can't.
So I was looking at it for 12 minutes the other day on Instagram because I try not to, you know, put a limit on it. So 12 minutes, which actually I think is quite a long time.
It is.
Scrolling. And I kept a tally of it. Because the very first thing I saw when I logged on was an advert for something.
Yeah.
You know, it says shop now at the bottom or whatever. And within that 12 minutes, 11 different things came up for me to buy this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was people just either sponsored or, like you said, endorsing things. And I thought, if I'd bought all of those 11 things that popped up, it would have cost me about £400.
Yeah, because none of it's cheap. No. They're not selling something that's a few couple of quid, are they? Everything's expensive. Or buy this cashmere wrap, or buy this, or buy that. And in an ideal world, you'd be like, oh, that'll make me feel better, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, I think they need to be a bit more careful doing that. I think that's...
Yeah, you'll never stop greedy retailers, will you?
No.
You will never stop greed, full stop, I suppose. But that's, I mean, it amazes... When I talk to people about what we do with this, it amazes people that we don't charge for anything or sell anything.
No.
And I said, you know what? It's been a deliberate decision up to now, hasn't it? Because we don't want to jump on that bandwagon.
No.
And at some point, we might have to charge for something. Otherwise, we'll disappear into the ether.
We've been doing this for 3 years, and the only money we put in ourselves are is the girls who buy the coffee. And it ranges from £2 to £10, I think, or somebody, I think, once bought something for £20.
I think the most I've ever had is £20 worth,
And, you know, that's just kept us going, and we've, you know, it's... But I'm kind of proud of that as well.
I'm quite proud of that, that we've not... I mean, we've been approached... Loads of times about endorsing things, haven't we? We've just said no.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about you. We don't know anything about the product.
No.
And anything that we ever mention, when we're talking to our ladies that we recommend or anything, it's just from our own experience, isn't it? We don't get anything for it.
What we buy.
And I think that it's nice to be in that neutral position because nobody's controlling you, are they?
No. I suppose the thing is, if like we do have to think about at some point, I don't know, like a subscription, if it was... But let us know what you think, because I think that's something at some point. But again...
And if any of our business ladies out there have got any ideas... about how we can make sure we stick around.
Because we do. We've said this year has definitely made us realise that we do put our time and energy into a lot of stuff that we really is out of our control, and we have to do it because you do as a person.
Yeah.
But the stuff that we really like to do, which is this, we do want to do our once a month, and we will get back on it last week in January or something.
We usually do it about the third week.
Yeah, we will. And please send us a message with a thumbs up or share that you want this to happen, because we will, and we'll start doing our subjects, getting back on track properly.
Yeah.
And menopause wise, I suppose we might as well just talk about that for a minute. Yeah. How are you doing with you now?
I've had a lot of joint pain recently.
Have you?
Been really struggling with an old injury.
Oh, your shoulder, you were telling me about. Yes,
bad. And fingers, joints.
Oh, yeah. I told
struggling
you.
With that. Yeah. So I've upped my calcium and magnesium.
Right.
Got a right cocktail going on now. and my fish oil, pure fish oil, which probably gives me stinky, horrible breath.
Yeah, and it can repeat on you, that can it? Oh, it's not pleasant.
Yeah, and I've upped vitamin C because winter, so we need more vitamin C, vitamin D.
Yeah.
So I do alter what I do according to the seasons. And I've made some Dr. Rupee's broth, immune system broth.
Oh,
so I might put the recipe out in the group, actually, so people can have a go. It sounds awful when you look at the ingredients, but actually it tastes quite nice.
Does it?
So there's onion, garlic, cloves, cinnamons. There's also turmeric, there's all sorts of things in it, but it's a massive immune booster.
And do you do that like just a little drink?
Just like a little drink, yeah. In the morning, you know, like you would a bone broth or something, or a herbal tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be absolutely amazing. And it's an Ayurvedic recipe, so it's all completely natural.
Tell me then.
He's good, Dr. Rupee, actually. I'll put a link to him in some places.
Yeah.
Because he's a long-time qualified GP, but he's an Ayurvedic ambassador as well. So he does a lot of natural things.
Good. And how's your sleep doing?
Rubbish.
Is it? Tell me.
I wake up almost always about 3:15.
Is that time?
Yeah.
You always see that in horror films as well.
I know, isn't it weird? I must look into that. From my woo-woo point of view, I'll have a look at what that is. The witching hour.
Something through certain levels. I'm sorry, I've got to need a little cough.
I'll look into that. But yeah, about 3:15, and then probably around 5-ish, 5:15, and then you think, is it worth going back to sleep?
Yeah.
So, yeah, rubbish. But I think some of that... I'll tell you what, I have started having really vivid dreams. And that's probably because I'm not getting into a deep enough sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, I've had some quite horrid nightmares.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, they're frightening.
And I don't know whether it's just because I'm not sleeping well because of my struggles. Yeah, my shoulder issue. Been to physio, but it just seemed to make it worse. Oh, it does sometimes get worse before it gets better. But it's not easing off, so that's driving me mad.
Oh, bless you.
What about you?
Really, weirdly, I'll just tell you quick. A few weeks ago, I'd took all my tablets, my HRT and everything. And then in the night, we'd gone away for the night, that was it. So I was out of my usual routine a bit. But about 2:00 in the night, I woke up and I thought, oh, I've not took my pill, my contraceptive pill. Haven't took a contraceptive pill for 6 years, by the way. And I woke up and I really got distressed because I thought, oh, I've forgotten it. Oh, my God, where is it? And I was rooting around next to the little bedside table. And I'm thinking, right, I've took that. Right, where is it? And honestly, I don't know whether it was just a matter of seconds or what, but I felt like I was really worried. I thought, why have I left that? Where is it? And then I thought, hang on. taking HRT. Can't take HRT in the building. This is a conversation.
And you're fully conscious. In,
yeah, going through my head. And then I thought, I'm not taking the pill anymore. I'm not.
Oh, wow.
That was so. What? Tell me. What did that? Is this early onset dementia? Need to worry about it. Because this was,
let's not put anything else on the list.
This was 6 years
I've
not took it, and it came into me, and I was so. I was frightened. I hadn't took it. Yeah. So that was really very strange. I am on my HRT, as you know, and I'm still taking my mirtazapine, which is at. Is it an antidepressant or is it anti-anxiety?
Anti-anxiety, isn't it?
I've got to admit, I think that does help me.
Okay.
Perhaps not helping me cough at the moment. I think that's really helping. And sleep is a lot better than it used to be.
Oh, good.
I do wake up in the night, and I wake up very early, about 5, but not as bad as I used to be.
Okay.
So that's that. And I think I might have to call it. I'm getting really
croaky. You're getting croaky.
I'm very croaky.
Shall we say goodbye? Mm. I think they're fed up and listening to us now.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But we'll be back in January. We promise we're back in January.
Promise.
And please, if you've liked this, share it. Or if you want to buy us a coffee and, you know, it goes to us towards just keeping us going, doesn't it?
Yeah, keeping us wittering on. All right, girls.
Yes.
Oh, it's been lovely connecting
Will this go out? Will it go out before Christmas?
Yes, definitely.
Have a lovely Merry Christmas.
Have a lovely happy holiday.
Yes.
Whatever your holiday is, just have a rest.
Yes.
Show yourself some love.
Watch some Christmas films.
Don't compromise.
No. Put your feet up. It'll all be over and January's a new year.
Yay.
Excited. Right, guys. You know it.
Stay sane.
Don't lose it. And I'm a new one.
We've got you,
girls. See ya.
You've been listening to What the Fog, the podcast.
With me, Lulu.
And me, Michelle.
If you've enjoyed the conversation, invite your friends along to join in.
And share your What the Fog moments with us. You can email us at chat@whatthefog.com.
Or you can share with us on our Instagram at whatthefog. That's WOT_the_fog.
Or why not join our private Facebook group?
We're 100% self-funded, so if you've liked what you hear, maybe you would like to buy us a coffee. All donations go towards hosting.
All the links are in the show notes, so until next time,
stay sane.
Don't lose it.